And now I'm delighted to have in the studio two ladies along from the American Women of Surrey. I've got Wendy Lane, who's their communications chair, and Crosby Burke, who's the vice president of charity events. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon to you.
Perhaps I can start with Wendy, communications chair. So you're busy communicating like you are right now with,
yes,
with us here.
I am.
But can we just start just a little bit about the about American Women of Surrey, what it's all about?
Sure. The American Women of Surrey is just a group of women. We have about 400 members. Actually, I do think we have some men, but mostly women. And actually, not all Americans. We have many nationalities. You just have to have some sort of connection there with America. Maybe your kids go to the American school, or you've lived in America at some point.
Right. Have you lived in America at some point?
Yes.
So where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So how long have you been over here?
Just over a year.
Oh, right. How are you finding it?
I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I want to stay.
What's the differences you find here that contrast with back home?
Well, where we are located right now, I think you get the best of both worlds because you have, you're sort of in the suburbs, not right in the city, but you can get to the city very quickly.
That's why it's so popular around here.
And it's,
what about the rain?
I don't like the weather, but I just try to ignore it.
Okay. And Crosby, where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. So the rain is a bit hard for me.
I got to say, yeah, I would think so. Yeah. But what have you found the differences here?
I don't know. I'm really happy in general, but I do miss the U.S., I will say. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess family and friends and people, you know.
And, family and friends. But it is an adventure. I feel like just trying to embrace it and get out and do things and see places. And it's overall, I can't complain.
Okay. So how long have you been here?
Just over 2 years now.
Okay. And it's mostly a case, I guess, of your partner coming here for work or whatever, and you're parachuting into this strange land.
Yes.
Only separated by language, really, aren't we?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you get tripped up a little bit by one or two of our phrases?
Definitely. Yeah. For the first 6 months, I occasionally would ask somebody, can you spell that? Because I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, well, our spelling. I mean, you spell things so much sensibly, something, you know, like through. At least it's THRU, isn't it, rather than our own TH?
Well, both. I think you can do it both ways.
Oh, can you? Oh, right. Okay, all right.
Technically, THRU is not correct, but we do use it sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But otherwise, it's really to get, I guess, for people who are into a strange country for a while.
Yes.
To get some companionship and friendship, is it?
Yeah, and bring us all together and provide lots of opportunities of volunteering or just exploring and getting together, socializing.
Mm. Okay. All right. Okay. So anyway, one of the things you're getting together with then is this big fair you've got coming up on the 17th of November.
Yes. At ACS Cobham.
Right. That's American School in Cobham. Right.
Yes.
And you do this every year. I know because Brooklyn's Radio have been involved in it for quite a while now. Actually, we're going to be there again, pumping up the Christmas music for you.
Good. And this is the 23rd gift fair that we've done.
Really?
Yes.
And you do raise a lot of money, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do raise a lot of money. In the past, since 1981, we raised £600,000. Is that what?
Yes.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah. So that's really a lot.
I mean,
a big amount. And Wendy, what sort of stuff have we got there to look at?
It's going to be a lot of fun. We have over 90 merchants, artists, craftspeople, foodies. And we'll have something for everybody.
Right.
We'll have a bake sale and a tombola.
Yeah, children's section with Santa there and some crafts for the children to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a sports cafe for some food.
Yeah.
And you have some really good quality gifts there, don't you?
That's what I always find. Yes, you can do all your Christmas shopping in one go.
It's huge. And this year we've got the school hall, which is going to be a great venue, I guess, in one big hall.
Yeah, the sports hall.
And you're going to be able to see everything that's there.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be really well laid out, easy to get around, easy to shop, lots of space, yeah.
Yeah. All the pictures gone now? All the stalls taken?
All the pictures?
Pitches. I'm sorry. The stalls. I'm getting into English again. Here, right? All the stalls. Yeah.
Yeah. We have all the stalls are filled. We have no room for anyone else.
No, I think it's one of these things where probably the stall holders book for next Christmas event previous year, don't they? They try and get ahead of themselves.
Yeah. And we really try to make it a variety of stalls for men, women, children, food, everything, drinks.
Right. It's only £5 per person.
Right.
But children are free.
Good.
Yes. And everything goes to charity.
So right.
We have
okay.
our local charities that we have on our charity slate.
Oh, right. Yeah. What are the charities this year?
We have three charities: Beatitudes, Momentum, and Transform Housing and Support.
Oh, right.
And they're three totally different charities. You know, one for a group of women and you know, that just had children or something, and a lot of single moms. And then Momentum is more for families with cancer patients, and Transform Housing and Support is for low income housing. So there are three good charities that all the money goes to those three charities.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely great, isn't it? Well, we're certainly looking forward to being down there, meeting everybody, and we'll be interviewing people as well and be putting a program together as well. So publicize the event. I'm sure we'll be meeting all the charities that are down there as well. So
Sunny
stuff. How's the parking down there?
Great.
Right, good.
Room for everybody.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so we Americans, we like good parking.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
With our big cars.
All right, and the American school is on, I think, the old Portsmouth Road.
Yes, on Portsmouth Road. Yes, yeah. It's at the Sports Club.
Sports Club there. Yeah. So how long are you here for, Wendy?
That's a good question.
You don't know.
I don't think anyone knows, really. It starts out as sort of 3 years, but it could be more.
Okay, so just depends how long that takes. And how about you, Crosby?
We're here indefinitely.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember one of two of your members actually have been here a long time.
Yes,
ten years or more. You know, they decide to stay.
Yeah, within our club, there's a club called the Lifers, and they're
right.
women that are here for life.
A
lot of them are married to Englishmen, or decide to stay.
Right. Have you managed to see a few of the sites around the UK?
Oh, yeah. I think to tell you the truth, I've seen some more than
probably
my
more than
English
I've
friends
seen.
Have. Yeah.
I guess not just London, then. You've been around places.
Yeah, exploring all the UK, and
How about you, Wendy?
I've done as much as I could in a year so far.
Yeah, have you? Right, okay. So, anything sticks out in your mind as being pretty good?
I love London, and I love everything in London.
So, why is that, then?
Because
it's so
where
old.
Where I used to come... from in Connecticut. We were very close to New York City, but I think it's just a different city. It's I mean, it's very different feeling. There's more history, and you have skyscrapers in London, but it's in one section, you know.
That's true. Yes. And we have a few exotic things like the Shard and the Gherkin and those sort of buildings as well.
So you don't feel so closed in with the skyscrapers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's a point, isn't it? Yeah, and and the history of it all as well. Yeah. And how about you, Crosby?
Last year I got to climb to the top of Big Ben Tower.
Oh, what?
Which is
right,
really
I haven't
cool.
done that.
You have to do it through your MP and you'll get permission.
Do you?
Yeah,
right.
And you go right at you leave at 11:30. So by the time you get up to the top, it's noon, and the bells are ringing. And it's just amazing.
It's a bit loud up there.
It is a bit loud, but I recommend trying to do it if you could.
Because
really...
I think Big Ben's actually the bell, isn't it? I think so.
Yes, you're right. So it's called the Clock Tower Tour.
Yes, and in fact, it got renamed, I think, the Elizabeth Tower last year.
Really?
The Jubilee.
The Jubilee of the Queen. So,
I stand corrected. I did
that. Yeah, that's only just new, that is. And around the country, where any other high spots?
Oh, yes. We've been up to Scotland, St. Andrews.
I was funny reading the other day that St. Andrews is quite a pilgrimage for Americans, especially
I think the
golf.
If you're, my husband and I love watching golf.
Ah, right.
Yeah, so it was cool to be,
there.
Yeah. On the famous little bridge that they have,
What about you, Wendy? Anywhere else in the UK?
I was going to say Scotland too. I love
it's interesting.
The Highlands.
Right.
But also I've been to Bath.
Bath's a
lovely
place.
I'm trying to learn how to pronounce.
Bath.
We
say
Bath.
There's no R in it, but we do say Bath. Yes.
And I'll be going to Cardiff this weekend to watch rugby.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I was in Cardiff Bay a couple of weekends ago, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Enjoying myself down there. Oh, that's absolutely great. Good.
Yeah.
Well,
lots of castle touring. My kids love,
Oh, castles,
lots of castles.
National Trust.
Dover and Warwick, which I learned is not Warwick, it's Warwick.
Yeah, that's right, Yeah, it's a great... The Warwick Castle is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I remember going around there one New Year's Day, actually. I think I can just about remember it. Anyway, thanks so much for coming in today and telling us all about the American Women of Surrey and your gift fair. So just remind people again when it's on.
It is on Sunday, November 17th from 10 to 4 at ACS Cobham School. And please come. It's fun for everybody.
All right. If you'd like more information, our website is awsurrey.org.
Right, that's easy, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Wendy and Crosby, for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
And we look forward to seeing you on the 17th.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Brooklyn's Radio.